The man who ran the Ministry of Defence's UFO project has been speaking publicly about his work. Nick Pope left the MOD last week after 21 years, three of which in the early 1990s were spent checking those UFO reports. He's been talking to PM.
I didn't actually believe in UFOs. I had no prior interest.
And what did you know about the job before? I mean, is it something that's talked about in the MOD, the UFO job?
Not really. I had seen it in the MOD telephone directory. The bread and butter of the job was to simply deal with the UFO reports made to the department and investigate them, to see whether there's evidence of anything of any defence significance. First of all, you try and glean as much information from the witness as possible. But then it's almost like a process of elimination. I had available a list of everything that might, as it were, explain these things. I knew where the flight paths were. I knew, for example, where the bright stars and planets were. I knew where satellites would be passing over. So I would try to reconcile the UFO report against the list of sort of known objects and phenomena.
How often did you come across objects which were, after all of that work, genuinely unidentifiable?
80%, I would say, I could explain with a high degree of certainty as misidentification of something quite mundane. Aircraft lights, weather balloons, satellites, meteors, etc., etc. 15%, I would say, insufficient data to come to any firm conclusion. 5%, very interesting.
What does that mean?
For example, a witness who was a trained observer, military personnel, police officers, something like that, a sighting from a pilot, either a civil pilot or an RAF pilot, and there were more of those than you might think. A big one, which would put it into the interesting category, would be a photo or video which stood up to some degree of analysis and enhancement. And an even bigger one than that, in a sense, is a reliable multiple witness visual UFO sighting backed up by radar evidence.
Were there ever occasions where you were genuinely puzzled and perplexed and something went into the file as unknown and potentially dangerous?
Yes. The one that stands out in my mind is midway through my tour of duty in March 1993. I had a massive wave of sightings reported over the UK over a period of several hours. Many of these witnesses were police and military personnel and described a vast triangular-shaped object moving very slowly and quite silently. It then actually flew over two military bases, RAF Cosford and RAF Shawbury, in the Midlands. It was seen by an RAF police patrol at the first base, and then the Met officer at the second base. He described this thing to be several hundred feet in diameter. He said it fired a narrow beam of light, almost like a laser beam, down at the fields beyond the perimeter fence, which was sweeping backwards and forwards. And then he said suddenly this moved from perhaps no more than 20 or 30 miles an hour off literally hundreds of miles an hour to the horizon. And this guy said to me, look, I'm in the Air Force. I've been in the Air Force 8 years. I see aircraft and helicopters every day. This is like nothing I've ever seen before.
You're scaring me now.
Well, I do think there are serious defence and national security issues here. I think it's very easy sometimes to ridicule the subject of UFOs, but I think people do have a right to know. A statistic which is not widely known is that of all the requests that the Ministry of Defence gets under the Freedom of Information Act, the number one subject that they get requests on is not Iraq or Afghanistan or what my grandfather did in the war or anything like that. It's UFOs. There is massive public interest in this.
Would the most likely explanation for what you've just described be some foreign power with some kind of science that we didn't understand?
That clearly is one of the reasons why the MOD has a UFO project at all. There's a sort of glib soundbite that we don't believe in Martians, but we believe in Russians. As far as this being one of ours, of course we could eliminate that. The possibility of it being something from a foreign power is always something we had to look at. That's still an area that I can't say much about for obvious reasons. But we did, on that particular case, liaise with the embassy in Washington about that, and we made some inquiries with the Americans. We, I think, had got perhaps the idea that maybe there was some sort of American black project being tested. We asked them about this. They said, no, we've seen these sorts of massive triangular-shaped objects too, and we'll take this opportunity to ask if you and the RAF actually have something that can do zero to Mach 9 in a matter of seconds. Well, we wish we did, but we didn't.
You started the job not believing in UFOs. What do you think now?
I keep an open mind. I know that most of them, as I say, can be explained in fairly mundane terms. As to the rest of them, I think there are a number of possibilities. I'm not necessarily going to start talking about little green men, but I cannot rule out, on the basis of what I've seen, I cannot rule out, and I think it would be foolish to rule out, an extraterrestrial explanation for this.
Nick Pope.